Conclusion. Thanks for making it through to the end of learning Python. Let's hope it was informative and able to provide you with all of the tools you need to achieve your goals, whatever they may be. The next step is to start working on some of the different codes and options that we have presented in this guidebook. You will find that there are a lot of different things that you are able to work on, and the options are just going to be limited based on the kind of programming that you want to do. This guidebook went over a lot of different parts of the Python code so that you are prepared and have a full understanding of how the Python code is going to work and how you are able to write the codes that are found inside. This guidebook is meant to be a great introduction to working with the Python language. There are a lot of parts that come in, and many times a beginner is going to look at is all and be worried that they don't understand how it works, or that they will never be able to code at all. But with some of the examples and exercises that we explored in this guidebook, you will find that even some of the more complex parts of the code are going to be easier to handle, and you will be able to use those as ways to really write some of your own code along the way. When you are ready to learn a bit more about the Python language and how you can use some of the aspects of this language to write your own codes, make sure to check out this guidebook to learn exactly how to get it done.